Daf Mem Chesamet Beis, the last Mishnah on the Amid. Tzir Yisarev, V'ha'oichloi Potel. These are Madregis of Chametz Nukshe. We'll see later in the Mishnah what it falls into the category of Tzir and what is called Siduk. Tzir Yisarev, this is Chametz Nukshe, V'ha'oichloi Potel. The person who eats it is Potel. Siduk Yisore for Oichloi Chayiv Kores. Eize Sio Kekarnei Chagoven. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Sio is when you have two cracks in the surface of the dough. It's Kekarnei Chagoven. That's all you see. The cracks are not Me'urev one with the other. The two separate cracks. So that is a Darge of Chometz Nukshe. Va'oichloi potter. Potter from Koras Abade. And then we have to know, Rameyer held that there's Malkis Anukshe. Others held it, that could be only Midarabona. The Shaila is, why Sir Yisorev? Why do you have to burn it? According to Rashi, that there's a Bal Yeroa Anukshe, so it's very good. According to Emerson Taisvist, Taf Beizam et Aleph, the Rashba brings down the Kasha, if you hold according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Eilu Oivrin, Mi'ala Shulchan, that there's no Bal Yeroa, so why is it Yisorev? So the Rashba on Taf Beiz says that, even though there's no Bal Yeroa, there's still a Gzeir Hashem Yovi Lo'ochloi, and they were Geizer by Chometz Nukshe, even though it was a svara to say that the only geyser by Chometz since the Torah was machmer bebal yiroh, so the chachamim were machmer bebedike and beer shema yovei lo'ochloi. But Chometz Nukshe that is no bal yiroh, there'd be a svara to say that Chazal should not be machmer. For Pekin, the Rashba says that they were machmer. That, so we have here two svaras. Either there's a bal yiroh derais, according to Rashi, or the Rashba says they were machmer at shema yovei lo'ochloi. But Bemison, the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Eilu Oivrim is Eilu Oivrim Mi'al HaShulchan, that you just take the Chometz Nukshe off the table, you put it in the pantry. And in the Chofalof Amad Beis also we find that the Rabbeinu Tam held that a person is permitted to have in his possession Chometz Nukshe. So then it's very difficult to understand. So what is Pshat Tzir Yisorev according to the Rabbeinu Tam? The Kolben Asano brings down a pshat, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, a very interesting pshat. Sir Yisorev means that, as we mentioned before, Sir is the beginning of the Chimutz process. Now, what's going to happen with this Sir? It's going to continue to become Chometz. It's going to become Chometz Gomo. So, the Kolben Asano says, so therefore he should burn it, that it shouldn't become Chometz Gomo, it shouldn't be Oiva Bal Yiroh. It's in the process now of becoming Chometz, and if you won't do anything with it now, it's going to become Chometz. So you should burn it. Why are you allowed to burn it? So, it's a Tzeirich Yomtev. You shouldn't be Oiva Bal Yiroh. So therefore you're permitted to burn it. That's called the Havore L'Tzeirich. That's what the Kolben Asano says. Emerson, L'chaire, one could ask, we had a whole Mishnah before, Ketet Mefrishin Chala Betume, Rabbi Lezer says you bake it, and Rabbi Yeshua says you put it into cold water, Rabbi Ben Tzer says you put it into cold water, and Rabbi Yeshua says there's no problem. So Emerson, that Mishnah is talking very good. Let's go backwards. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if it's not your chometz, so you're not allowed to burn it. There's no tzeirich yomtev. If it's not your chometz, you won't be able bal yiro. No one will be able bal yiro. So therefore, you're not allowed to burn it. According to Ben Bseire, it's also not a tzeirich yomtev to burn. You can put it in cold water. Here, the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Mem Bei says, as soon as it becomes sea, cold water would not help anymore. If the chimutz process started, so then, cold water doesn't help. Thereby chala, we had an eitzah to put in cold water. The minute we have an eitzah, so it's not havara l'tzorich yomtev. You don't have to burn it, you can put it in cold water. And mistam, according to Rabbi Lezer holds hoyu, so it's also, it's not necessary to burn it. You can bake it. You can bake it as a heter of hoyu. So it could be that's why in that Mishnah, no one thought of burning it. Frat, according to Shitas Rashi, Rashi says that chal is a bezundere iser, since we're speaking about chalat meyer, so we're going into a new problem. I mean, Tzorah from Kochim Biyontev, according to Rashi, a Teira Achsheve, Teira was Machshev, the destruction, the Kiloyan of Kochim, which is not applicable in our Mishnah. So it could be, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that that's Pshat. Here it's a Tzorah Yonore, I should not be over Bal Yiro, it's going to become Chometz. So, the only Eitz is to burn it. That's called a Tzorah Yontev. That is according to the Rabbeinu Tam. V'chachomim oimrim, the Chachomim here in the Amishnah is Rameya, ze v'ze ha'oich lo ichayiv kores, that this you differentiated. If there are two stokim kikarni chagovim, that's nukshe. If the seduction is alvu stokim, that's chometz gomel. Chachomim say ze v'ze ha'oich lo ichayiv kores. As long as there's any simoni siduk whatsoever, that is chometz gomel. Beizehu siyer kol shech sifo iponov, that became pale. Ka odom sha'omdu saroysov. Zogt Rashi, siyer shaloi hechmitz kol tzolchek. Siduk shehu machmitz nasa bo yisdokim, their cracks in the dough. Karnei chagovim stak lekan o stak lekan. Zev zeh hoich loy bekores. This is Dibre Rameyer. The karnei chagovim nami sidukav. This is also siduk. Veizel siur shepoto zeh she'ein boy stak. If there's no stak, avol echsifo iponov, but it got pale. Kodem shomdo saroysov mitoich pachad vereses ponov machsifo. That what Rashi says in the Veze Sir Shepoto here Tzicha means Potter Mikores, because we had before a Meir holds claw Yoloike on Chometz Nukshe Yoloike Aboy Toner Abot. The Baraisa says Eze Sir Kol Shechsifo Iponov Ka Odom Shomdu Saroysov. That's the Meir Siduk Kekarnich Agovim Divrei Rameir Vachachomim Oimrim. Here, for some reason, the Tan of the Baraisa calls Rabbi Yehuda the Chachomim. Eizah sir, kikar mechagovim, siduk, shnis arvustokim ze beze. Beze beze, entzai, kar mechagovim, entzai nis arvustokim chayiv kores. The Gemara understood that this is divrei Chachomim, Rabbi Yehuda, that you're chayiv kores and sir also, even though he holds kar mechagovim as sir. Frag de Gemara va nant nan sier yesor va euch le potter is potter vom Koris. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, so how could he hear say you chayiv Koris? Eima le Rab Meir, ze vze euch le chayiv Koris. The Gemara is saying that the sier of Rabbi Yehuda, alibe de Rab Meir, you chayiv Koris. Yeah. Omar Rove. Really, the Memeson we had before already. The Baraisa started off, Siduk, Eze, Siyo, Kosher Siyo, Ponop, Kodom Shom, the Saroysev, Siduk, Kekarnech, Agom, Divir, Rameyer. So we see that Meir holds that this is a shame Siduk already. Slach is Moira, so why does the Baraisa have to bring it out Nochamol? That Zev, Zev, Ha, Oichlon, Chayiv, Koris. We know that Meir holds that and Siduk Yechayiv Koris and Siduk is Karnech Agov. Omar Rav, my time is the Rav Meir. What is the svar of Rav Meir that Rav Meir holds Karnech Agov and Yechayiv Koris? Ein lecho kol stak o stak milamaylosh, ein loy kamo stokim milamato. And even though superficially if we don't see the Chimetz process, but underneath there's many stokim shemis arlo. Zot Rashi. Chachomim de Bereise hu Rabbi Yehuda de Masnissen. Chachomim de Masnissen hu Rameyer. Orisin be Bereise vachachomim oimrim eize sir kekarne chagovim. Sidok shenis arvu stokim ze bo ze. Ze ve ze hoich loy bekoros. Vanant nad Rabbi Yehuda poter besir di day. Dafor gav dome yisoref le mechaib alo loy malkes ve loy koros. Einmal Rabbi Meir, ze ve ze, bein zir der Rabbi Yehuda, de karni chagovim, bein zidik chayovim koris, de tarvayu le Rabbi Meir, sidok nino, both of them are sidok. Kama sidokim elomato, betoichoi, inside the door, there are many sidokim. Hilker ki have lemailo, ke karni chagovim, have lemato, ke nis arvu sidokim. Let us see the Mishnah further. Zogt de Mishne, Arbo Osor Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach was Chal B'Shabbos. So we have here a three-way machlokes. Mevarin es hakol melifnei Shabbos, divrei Rameya. Chachomim oimrim bizmanoi, you mevair the chometz bizmanoi in Pesach, in Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzodek Oymer Truma Melefnei HaShabbos V'chulon Bezman. Now we have here a three-way machloikis, what one does. Is the Baal HaMoyer wants to explain what is the machloikis. So the Baal HaMoyer is very mechudishtik. The Baal HaMoyer says that Rameya holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, Ein B'yachometz al Eschayfe. Because we heard in the first Perek that Rameya says, Oichlin kol chomish v'sorfim betchila sheish, divrei Rameya. So he said, sorfim betchila sheish. So vayis tais Rameya holds zem b'yachom etzal esreif. Zuk te Baal HaMoyer. So memele, if the mitzvahs tashbisu is b'sreife, so abohosu shechaliyo is b'shabbis, so you can't be mekayim mitzvah reif in Shabbos. You'll be mevatel mitzvah tashbisu. So therefore, you abo also shechalis b'Shabbos mevaren es hakol milifnei Shabbos. So you have to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu before Shabbos. Now the Baal HaMoyer says another chiddush, which we will see that Rashi does not learn like that, but the Baal HaMoyer learned kipshutoi mevaren es hakol means everything you have. All the chulun you have, all the truma you have, you burn everything lifnei Shabbos. Now why didn't you leave over anything? So he says the yeshlocho shema yishtayo min hachometz adzman isurek. He might leave over some chometz. Ve'ein yochel esorfoi. So in order, and so he won't be able to mekayim mitzvah sreife. He might leave over. He won't be mekayim mitzvah sreife. Lefichach osu loy shas shteim esrei b'yoyim yod gimel shu erev Shabbos kishoshishis b'yoyim yodalov b'roiv hashon. So memele, so they said that erev Shabbos seems right before nacht, so you burn everything. Then the Baal HaMoyer says if they're going to burn everything, so what are you going to eat Shabbos? So you eat matzahs. Rektach the Baal HaMoyer, Aydi Yerushalmi says, Oichol Matze Be'er Pesach Kebayel Arusose Beveis Choma. So the Baal HaMoyer, the Mechudish Dika Baal HaMoyer, said that's only after Sheishois. But till Sheishois, you're allowed to eat Matze. That is the Shitas Baal HaMoyer. Meila, that is the Svara of Rameya. So Mevaren Es HaKol Lefnei HaShabbos. Rashi says klonit azoi, mevaren es hakol, bein chulin, bein trume, chutz michdei achilosoi l'shabbos. Rashi said you have to learn the word hakol with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean everything, it means, what it means, after you are Mishaya, whatever he'll need to eat on Shabbos, the rest you burn. Avokol ma'asha osid levaya yevaya. That's the kol mesama. Whatever he would have to be mevayah, That's the kol. Kol ma she'osi levayis is mavayir erev Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says that the time of Rav Meir is, Rav Meir was machmer. That's how the Meforshim say in the Yerushalmi. Rav Meir was afraid that maybe he might forget chometz, and it'll be, that he has chometz. The chai shema yishkach b'shabbos levaroi. Shabbos he might forget to be mevar the chometz. The yovei lidei bal yiro. He might be over bal yiro. So in order to make sure he shouldn't be over bal yiro, that's why he has to get everything before Shabbos. The chachomim oimrim bizmana. The chachomim say that you get rid of everything bizmana. So the balamoyo says pshat, that you get rid of everything bizmanoi. So they hold that mefarav ezeiru luach matalayom. Now, matalayom is zicher and isa darabonim. The yom is a karmelist. Thrown into the yam is yoiv and isa darabonim. It seems from the balamoyo mefarav ezeiru luach is also osami darabonim. He says, afal pikein, they were matas. Since it's not an isa deraisa, so the mekai mitzvah tashbisu, you're allowed to be mevayer in Shabbos. That's what the Baal HaMoel says. According to the Yerushalmi, they weren't machmer. And if the time of Ramei was there afraid he might forget about it, Chamum weren't afraid. So you do it bizmanoi. You mekayim mitzvah tashbisu bizmanoi. Rabbi Lezer Batzodik made the differentiated between Trume and Chulim. Trume, now there's two cheshbonos. The Yerushalmi, the Meforshim say pshat that Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok held that you're not allowed, no, the Chachamim held. Chachamim held you're not allowed to, the Chachamim held that everything you do bizmanai. Trume you also do bizmanai. Even though Trume Mestame will not be able to be eaten ap koidem zmanoi. Afal pikein the chachomim held that you're not allowed to burn trume. Kol zman it's roi lachila, even though I'm a roi as hanoilod and I realize that it won't be eaten, you're not allowed to burn trume shalei bizmanoi. Kol zman there's no mitzvah af tashbis, you're not allowed to burn trume. Ablaz bar tzodik is chaylik. Ablaz bar tzodik tells you're allowed to burn trume. And fakert, since most probably there won't be any market for this truma, how many people do you have that can eat truma already? So mamela, so there's no reason of saving it, so that you get rid of before Shabbos. Chulin bismanon, chulin, could be there'll be more oichlim, it's poshet bal tashchis, so chulin, you wait till this man, you get rid of it in Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, Trume milifnei ha-Shabbos, she'eino yochel lahachilo, loy lezorim v'loy lebehem ezorim, so memela ha-shoy se yefshe, abochul nein tzorich levaya ele bezmane, she'yochel limtzoy lehem oichlen harbe. Chulin, there's a potential he might find oichlem, so why should he get rid of it before? But Trume won't find any oichlem, so memela, so therefore he should get rid of it before Shabbos. Tanya Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Pam Achas Shovas Abe Beyavne. Once Rav Tzadok Estes was Shovas in Yavne, V'chal Arba Osel Iyus B'Shabbos. Bo Zunin Memunish Ram Gamliel, V'omar Higia Eis Levayres HaChometz, and he said, now you have to get rid of the Chometz, V'olachti Acha Abe U'Beyarnu Es HaChometz. So from this maise, we don't see like there's a three-way machloikis. According to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, you're mevayer the truma melefnei Shabbos. From this maise, there's no raya. It's only a raya, not like Rav Meir. He says Rav Meir said that mevayer nesakel melefnei Shabbos. Here we see clearly that he mevayer something in Shabbos. It was chulin or truma that we don't see, but al kaponim we see that there's a inyan of being mevayer in Shabbos. Shovas nishtah shom Shabbos achas. Yeah.
It's very interesting, this whole maise, that his father was there, and then Zunim came, and then I went with my father, we mevayer together, psaganse maise that he's telling over here. So wonder why this is all necessary for us to know. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ahoylech lishchet es pischoi volomel es benoi, volecheu sudas eirisen bebeis chomet. The Mishnah says three cases. It is Erev Pesach. It's either going to Shechta Kolben Pesach, or to be Mal Benoi, or Lechel Sudas Eresen Beveis Chomov. There's a beautiful Lashon in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Omar Rab Yoisi Berabun, Bo Yurei Magodol Hu HaSholem, the greatness of Sholem, Shehukshu lebeis dvorim shechayovim aleihem koris. The Mishnah put together, a person is going to do a mitzvah. So first he speaks about two mitzvahs chamuris, shritas ha-pesach, milas benoi, that it's mitzvah seses shechayovim alev koris. And then with this mitzvah he speaks about another mitzvah, they're making a sudas eirisen. So memele, so he puts that together with these two mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yosi Berabun said, Godol ha-sholem. What's the Godol HaSholem? Because by the Suda, the Kobn Eder says, if he won't come, so his Shver will have a grudge on him already. He'll tell him to rutz him, the chometz, he forgot the chometz. That's already, he's starting off on his left foot. So Mamela, Godol HaSholem, so Mamela, forget about the chometz, be mevatel the chometz, you don't have to burn it. That's one pshat. Another pshat, the Kobn Eder says, Ikru veidaita da oros varososoi. Al kaponim, is Godel, Legime, is Mekareves, is Arachoykim, it's a very choshev inyan, the Sudas Eresen. Beniskar, she yesh loy chomets besoich beisoy, and he reminded himself that he has chomets. So the loch is as follows. Im yoche, larze, o levayr, ve larze, le mitzvosoy, if he can accomplish both, yarze, ve yevayr, vim lav, mevatloy, beliboy. If he can't be, if only have time to do both, so he say mechambitl. Lahatzel min anochim, min anor, min alistim, min adleiko, min amapoilis. What if there's sakonis involved, or a tremendous hefsed momin, is yevatel beliboy, then we don't make cheshbonis if he will have time, he won't have time, he should take care of these problems. So yevatel beliboy. Velishbois shvisas harishus. What if the purpose of his going is not a purpose of mitzvah, not a purpose of sakone? Lishbois shvisus harishus is yachzor miyad. Now what is this shvisus harishus? Zrevi ha-machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Let us see Rashi. Ha-hoylech va-bo osor. Yochol sheyeh shehus bayoim. There's still enough time. Latzo min anochim es Yisroel ha-nirdofin. Yevatel belibe v'lo yachze, v'afilu yeshuhus, d'midaraisi sagile bebitl balma. Lishbois shvises harishus. He was going now, sho yohoylech lahachshech alatrum. He was ma'arev beraglov. There's two ways how one can make an erev trumim. One can put a pass there, or one can stay there, and he's koine shvise, where in that mokim we want to be kainish vis. So Rashi says pshat shohoya hoylech lahachshich alatchum. He was going, but he wants to be when it'll become knisus hayoyim, when it'll become hastis yantiv. So liknish visisam kedei sheyeloi misham alholon apayim leilech lemochol sham ledvar harishus. That he wants to go tomorrow chutz l'tchum, so he wants to be kind of shvise here, so he wants to go l'dvarishus. That's what he wants to do. Now if he'll do what he wants to do, he won't be able to burn his chometz. It's yachzel miyad. There's no heter to do what he's doing. He has to first go and take care of the chometz. Avol liknois shvisas mitzvah. But what is, if the person he wants, the purpose he wants to be koine shvise is because of a mitzvah. Kegoin sheyelech mocho chutz letchum lebeisa evil or lebeisa mishta. He wants to be koine shvise letzoirech mitzvah.
So then that's equivalent. So he's going now, even though this is only a preparation for a Dvar Mitzvah, the Dvar Mitzvah will do tomorrow. But since he's going for a Dvar Mitzvah, some emele, so then the halacha is, if he won't have time to go back, he's permitted to be Seimech and Bittel. I don't understand clearly that Rashi says the Dvar Mitzvah is Lebeis Ha'eva, L'chayre Yontif. Yontif is mafkiya shivil. That's the base of evil. So, Pesach nishkla, what Rashi means. Shabbos is not mafkiya shivil, but we're talking about Erev Yontif, we call Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, it's mafkiya shivil, so there's no base of evil anymore. Shabbos is oilaloi, so yena, so mikadin yalat be menachem ovel Shabbos. So that's ma'ariv ledvar mitzvah. Zot Taisvis. Lishbois Shvises Horishus. Perish Akuntris. Shahoya Hoylech Lahachshech Alatchum. Likne Shvises Shom. Veleilech Dalet Alofim Lidvar Horishus. That means from where he is now, he'll be able to go 4,000 Amos. Vikoshe im kein Tikshilam and the Oma Beperik Bakil Ma'alvin. A Ma'alvin Aladvar Mitzvah. So one man, the Yomah, that says, Eim Edvar, Melo, Edvar, Mitzvah, so Lechayre, here's enough in the Mishnah, there's such a thing as an Erev, Edvar, Harishus. The Mogen Avrom says that Bemestin, the Zameridike, Machloikis, Rashi, in Taisvis, Lahaloche. Rashi said the Tzir is speaking about that he was Ma'arev Beraglov, he wants to be Machshich Alatrum. If a person is that kinyan shvise, that's there's no coolness in that. That means he's there. The mokim, he's by soif tchumoy. So mamela there, I don't look if it's whatever the purpose is. If he's there, so he's kinyan shvise there. There, there's no aloha. If he's ma'arev beraglov, safilot varishus also. If he makes an erev with a pass, so that's a londish shvise. Mokim shepita isham, derosa isham, the londish shvise. Is only there is a klal ein ma'arvin elo l'dvar mitzvah. That is shitas Rashi. Nagavuche shitas Taisvis is nishta zoi. Taisvis brings down Rashi shay hoylech la'achshech alatchum. So the Magnavram says it's a machlokes Rashi in Taisvis, and the Mishtaburutzim in Toftazvav also brings down it's a big machlokes harishonim if you're ma'arv beraglov l'dvar harishus. V'nire l'ri. So the Ri says he does not like Rashi's pshat. The Hachi Perusha, Lishbois Shvises Harishus, Shahoil, he wants to be Shoivis Azach, that's Harishus, Shahoilach Lismoyach Bepesach, Beveis Oyavoy Oikroivoy. That means as follows. He wants to go to his friend's house to be the Pesach, and he forgot to burn the Chometz, and the alternative is if he'll have to go back, so he'll be home Pesach. He would very much like to be the base oyavoy oykrov. It's not speaking about eruv itchumim over here. It's speaking about it's a shvisas harishus. He's going stamazoy for his own enjoyment. So there, the halacha is that the beer comes first, even though it's only a darabonon. The beer comes first. So the first the half of the Mishnah is speaking about the echi of chazore because of beer chometz after bittul. What happens if a person was in Yerushalayim, he went out of Yerushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh biyodoy b'sar kodesh. And now he chaps himself that he took out, he had in his rishus b'sar kodesh. So he has b'sar kodesh, and memela now became nifsal b'yoyt. Say that's number one. And number two, now there's a chiyev of shreifet. So the Mishnah says like this, Im Ovar Tzoifim, if he passed by Tzoifim already, we'll see it's a tircha to go back to Yerushalayim, Tzoifoy Bim Koimoy. So then he's permitted to be Tzoifoy Bim Koimoy. Vim Lav, Chayzer V'Tzoifoy Lifnei Habira Me'atzeim Arochim. If he did not as yet pass Tzoifim, so then he goes back and burns it in Yerushalayim, Lifnei Habira. But kamo hein chayzrin. Now we hear that one has to go back for bir chometz. One has to go back for Sreifas Kochim. How large a shear is one mechuyev to go back for? Rameyer oimer zebe zebe kebeye. Rameyer says that for a shear kebeye. Rabbi Yehuda oimer zebe zebe kezayis. Vachachomim oimrim, it matters. Besar kodesh bekezayis, vachomets bekebeye. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, sheyesh biyodai besar kodesh, imoi baderech, venifsal biyoytzei. And it became possible, shemechitzes kochim kalim chaymish Yerushalayim. That's the chaymish Yerushalayim, so now they left Yerushalayim, it became nifsal. Im ovar tzoifim, shem kfar, this was the name of a city, a village, sheyochel lirais beis hamigdash misham, so memeil if he passed by the kfar tzoifim, so memeil then he's not mechuyif to go back. Seirfoi bimkoimoi v'loi hitrichuhu lafse. They weren't matrich him to go back. Vim laf chayze v'seirfoi. Kedamoron b'chol sho, ba'koidesh bo'esh tisorit, d'bemokim achilosoi sreifosoi. So the Ritas Loshen of Rashi Vaistachoi, so this is a mitzvah d'iraise, that the Pasuk is grad speaking about kochei kochim. So kochei kochim, since achilosom is b'toy chazore, so the sreif is also b'toy chazore. So Rashi seems to say, kochim kalim, that the mokim achile is in Yerushalayim, so the mokim sreif is also in Yerushalayim. Vafal pikein, and Rashi in Daf Pei Alephamad Beis, seems Rashi says that we have the same Mishnah and that Pei Alphamad Beis. Va'avol gav the kaimel and bepere kol shor the bemokim achilas kochim shom sreifosof. Rashi brings down this Gemara. Me bekoidish ba'esh tisorif. Loi itrichuhu lachzer ulaseufe b'Yerushalayim. They were not matriachim. Amuim de kechidish. That it is a mitzvah de'araise. Because of the tirche, they want matrichim. Taisvis asks on Rashi, how could we understand such a halacha as a mitzvah de reise, and we're mafkir the mitzvah de reise because of a tirche? Ze veze, chometz tamoren leil, v'nizke sheesh loy chometz bebeisoy, besar koidesh sheimoy, v'kebey avol bepocheis, gabi chometz yevatol beliboy, v'gabi besar koidesh serfoy bimkoyme. Zog Taisvis, imovar tzoifim, perish bekuntrish, shem kfar. Bekoshelari, imkein havale lemeimo, chamidosei lechol ruach, kedisanye, beperik misha hoya tome. It means, if there was a city that was called tzoifim, so that's if he went in that direction, so when he passed by tzoifim, he doesn't have to go back. What is in the, he went in another direction, so it should have said, you have the same radius. So the Mishnah said, "Chamidosei lechol ruach." Whatever the distance is from Yerushalayim to Tzoifim, so you use this radius and the around the whole Yerushalayim. Kiddushanya bepek mishoya tome eizo derech chayka mina meidiyim lechutz. Meidiyim was a mokim. Chamidosei lechol ruach, and you have the same radius lechol ruach. Vaymeri. The sefte the mechilta meforish behedya eze tzoifin horoye ve'ein mafsik. Tzoifin is not a name of a city, a kfar. No, tzoifin is wherever you pass by and you can still see Yerushalayim. Perish kol mokim soviv Yerushalayim sheyochel liroisoy misham. V'serfoy lifnei habir. Perish akuntris kedi omar perik kol shor ba'kodesh beis yisori. B'mekoy ma'achilos ha'yisreifos. B'koshel ri, hi di'eraise hu, if this is a mitzvah di'eraise, mali over tzoifim, u'mali loy over tzoifim. That is a mitzvah, there's a chiv di'eraise to go back. B'yeshloimer, d'min ha'teire yochel l'serfo b'chol mokim she'yirtz. So Taisus is chaylek on Rashi. Min ha'teire, there's no din to be burn kochim kalim in Yerushalayim. The bepeire kol shor, this drosha that Rashi brought, that says, b'kodesh beis yisoif le'mabinen ele psulei kochei kodoshim. The Pasuk is speaking about kochei kodoshim.
that mitzvah achilosam is bazore, so their mitzvah schreifosam is also bazore. Veimure kotshim kalim, also it's speaking about veimurim of kotshim kalim, that's also, so mitzvah haktarosam is bazore, so mitzvah schreifosam is bazore. Avul shah kotshim shenacholim lezorim, loima binon. But other kotshim, that's nechel, b'chol mokim, is nechel azorim, there's no such din that mokim achilosim shom sreifos. So mikra din, you can burn whatever you want to. Uma sheitzrichu chachomim lisraif, hani dohochel lifnei habira. So why were the chachomim matzrech that he should burn it lifnei habira? Hainu gzeira otu kotshe kotshim. The whole thing is only also outside the rabbon. Lifnei habire, bizvochem beperek tful yoyim pligi, mai bire. Omar rabbe bar bachone, omar rabbi yoichenen, mokim yesh baharabayis u biro shmoi. That is a certain mokim that's called bire. Reshloki shema kolabayis kuloi havi bire, shenema el habiro asher hachinoisi. V'chachomim oimrim b'sar koydish b'kezayis v'chometz b'kebeyit. They make a difference between kotshim and chometz. Oimer rivo, what is the difference? The meforish b'yirushalmim shum de b'sar koydish les leitakone b'bitul ichmiru b'kezayis. So therefore they were machmer filo b'kezayis. Abul chometz is leitakone b'bitul leichmiru ad kebeyit. But chometz, since there's a takone bebit, leichmiru ad kebei. Now, lechoyre, according to Rashi, if we will assume that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to go back to Yerushalayim, so then the Yerushalmi Bachsach is very good. So, chometz, there's a takone of bitul. So the whole chiv to go back is only at the Rabbono. Kotchim, there's no takon of bitl, so there's a chiv the Raisa to go back, so therefore they were machmer afilu b'kezayis. But according to Toisvis, the chiv to go back by Kotchim is also at the Rabbono de kechiv. I mean, at Toire, it's at the Rabbono afilu without bitl. So, lechayre, daf mefashtein, what is the difference between, kotchim and chometz? Even though there's no takone bebitl, but, the whole chiv to go back is only at the rabbono. Zakte gebore. Vereminu, ha-hoylech lechel sudas eiresen beweis chomot, belishpois shvises harishus, yarzo miyat. So we see that a sudas eiresen, There's no halacha that one is, if one will be mavafel the suda, one is permitted to be saimacham bitul. Omer Rabbi Yochanan loikash. Ho Rabbi Yehuda, ho Rabbi Yosi. The sanye sudas eiresin reshus, diver Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds as a sudas reshus. Rabbi Yosi oimer mitzvah. Period. So Memela, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yosi. The Brais is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vahashta da Omer Rav Chisda. Machloikis besude shniye. But now that Rav Chisda said that the whole machloikis is dafke by the second sude. There was a minig when they made the eris and they made one sude. Then when he sent sevloinis, he sent presents to the kala, they made another sude. So Rav Chisda said the machloikis Rav Yudin Rav Yais is dafke by the second sude. Avol besude rishayne divrehakol mitzvah afilutayma hovoho Rav Yehudis or mishne. Our mission and the Baraisa both can be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi kashe. Ho besuda rishoyne, ho besuda shniye. Tanya, we learned in our Baraisa, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ani loy shamati elo suda seiris. Avloi sivloinis. Sivloinis, suda seiris, I heard is a mitzvah. Sivloinis, I never heard is a mitzvah. Omer loy Rabbi Yosi, ani shamati suda seiris and besivloinis. I heard both are a mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Sudah shniye kachu derech hachasonim. Va'ache sudah seiresen choyzer mishager sivloinis larusosoy v'soyit shom. When he sends the presents, he saw it. Ani lo shamati shetei mitzvah sudah seiresen levada, v'loy sudah sivloinis. Sivloinais, Daironais, presence, Kalem Noi. Let us see. Taisvis, Tanya, Rab Yehuda, Taime, Amailoi, Maisi, Tanya, Namihochi, Mehach, Dohochel, Rav Chisde. Rav Chisde said that the whole Machloikis is only by the Sudishniyim. Seems not like Rabbi Yochanan. So we have enough in the Baraisa like Rav Chisde. Zogte Gemara weiter. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Kol su'ude she'eino shel mitzveh ein talmud chochem rashoi lehones mimeno. A su'ude is not a su'ude, it's mitzveh, so talmud chochem is not permitted to participate. Ki goin mai, what is considered as not a su'ude is mitzveh, omar rabbi yechanan, ki goin bas koyin li yisroel, u bas talmud chochem la'am ha'oretz. This is not a su'ude is mitzveh. Because the whole zivug is not a mitzvah. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Koyin Li Yisrael, a Bas Koyin marriage of Yisrael, ein zivugon oy le yofe. It won't be a mazel toy, it won't be good. Mayhi, what's going to be? Omar Rav Chisde, oy almone, oy grushe, oy zera ein lo. Let us see Rashi. Ashrek. Rashi says, Bas Koyin tzricha li nosei le kahanem. Like this, she has Kedusha's Kuna, if she marries a Yisrael. So Memele, so then the Shalshalas HaKuna will be Nivsak. So that's called, she's Poigim the Mishpoche. Ein Zivug Amoyle Yofe be Mazel Toif. Ma hi, ma oyle be Yodon. Oy Almone, oy Grushe, oy Zera Einlo. Kedersiv. We learned this out from the Pasuk, Ubas Koyin Kisiya Le'izo, she married a Yisrael, Besomach Le'i, and right afterwards it says, Ubas Koyin Kisiya Almona Ugrushe V'zera Eilo. So Vais Tachois, that is the Sibbe. The Sibbe is because she married an Izo. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say, that was Dafke Bisman Chazal, that there were Kahanim Miyuchosim. Zman hazeh, that there are kahane, only kahane chazoke, so there is not such a great chayma. That's what he wants to say. But lemais in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down takia with this nusach. It's brought down that ain't oile yofi, what ain't zivugan oile yofi, what the Gemara says, what can chas v'sholom occur? B'masni seton in Abarais, it says, koivro, oi koivro soy, that's what's going to happen. That's going to be a kayv ros, Rashi says, Beloizma, Chmon and Itzlon. Eini, fragt die Gemara, wo Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Horeitz, Ishe Yisasha, Yidvak, Bezare, Shalare, Koshkein, Shetoire, Kohune, Mashroso, if there'll be Tahir, so the Marshal seems to say, if the Shver is a Talmud Chochem, as he asks me state in Marshal, Pirishim Noisei Bitei Shal Talmud Chochem Vuhu Koyim. Okay, that's a good thing to marry a Bas Koyim, and if he's a Talmud Chochem, not Eich Dotsu, so Memele, you have Tahir Kune Mashrosa. And for the Gemara, Loi Kashe, Ho Be Talmud Chochem, Ho Be Am Horetz. It matters who's marrying. If a Talmud Chochem is marrying a Bas Koyin, that's okay. The Mashal brings down the Pasuk B'nei David Koyhanim. Tamid Chochomim Abchines Koyin. So Memele it's Bas Koyin LeKoyin. But by Namoretz, then it's not that way. Again, the Ben Yehuda wants to say the Amo Oretz, which Chazal are speaking about, we'll see later in the Sugya, speaking about Gor Groba Amoratzim. It's not Muchach that Aposhet Amo Oretz again has the Chaymer of what the Gemara is speaking about. That's his Tutzdodim Lahoka. We don't have Kahane Yichus, and we don't have the Amoratzim, which Chazal was speaking about. Rabbi Yeshua Nosiv Kahante, Rabbi Yeshua married a Bas Koyin. Cholash, he got sick, he got weak. Omar, so he was toilet. Why did this happen? Leinecha leila arin. The advek bizarre, the havele chasno kiano. Arna Koyin is Tarumis that I married his, from his descendants, and he should have such an Adam like me. So Arna Koyin had a Taina, Mamel, that's why he became sick. Rav Idi Barovin Nosif Kahante, Novak Novko Minei Trei Bni Smichi. The two Bonim who were royal Smichips, the Rifai Stoy, they didn't have Emma Smicha, Balkoponim, they were royal Smicha, Rav Sheishis, Bereida Ravidi, Rav Yeshua Bereida Ravidi. They were daily hatoyre. Omar Rav Popper and Eloi Nesivne Kahanta Loi Iatri. Rav Popper was Nisasha from beer, but it wasn't the beer, it was his wife that did it. He married the Baskoyim, he was Nisasha. Omar Rav Kahane, Eloi Nesivne Kahanta Loi Galoi. Rav Kahane, Olemokim Toyre Golisa, you were goyle tamokim teire, but so zay gefellach, so he answered, loy galoy ke de goli inshi. I did not go in golis mi daite. Now, the Gemara relates in Baba Kame, it was a maisa with Rav Kahane, that's when someone came to Rav, and he told him that he's going to be a mosor. And Rav told him he's not allowed to be a mosor, and yet it was a mechutzef, and he ignored Rav. Annoyed Rav Kahane to the utmost, so he killed him. So Rav told him, it's too dangerous to remain here, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. He told him to go to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan, but seems Rav Kahane was a mu'im dike Talmud Chochem, he told him for 7 years he shouldn't speak to Rabbi Yochanan in learning. Moses Amir dike Meister there. So he went to Eretz Yisrael, he met Reish Lakish, and he started talking and learning to Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish came right away to Rabbi Yochanan and he told him, Ari Ola mi Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan, you have to know that someone came from Bavel, Nishposhet. Ari Zike Talmud Chochem. So Rabbi Yochanan heard, he prepared a very good shiur, and he put him the first row. But Rav had warned him for 7 years not to speak and learning with him. So he said a shtick teire, Rav Kahane kept quiet. So he kept quiet, so he put him in the second row. And another shtick teire, till he put him 7 rows down. And Rav Kahane was mispalo, Rabbi Nishaloylam, that it should be choshuv, these 7 rows, ki'ilu, I was shoysik for 7 years. Et Rav Shapsi Yudalevich, amol ha-mensh ken tzoyvu zayin, zibin yor yisurim in eimenot. So then, that was his cheshben. So then he told Rabbi Yochanan, "Zol nachem ozog weiter." So he slugged them up. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan was sitting on 7 pillows. So he gave him one pillow, then a second pillow, then a third pillow. The kitzer, after nach 7 shtiklach teire, Rabbi Yochanan was sitting on the floor, and Rav Kahane was sitting on 7 pillows. That was Rav Kahane. Then the Gemara says, Amuyim de Kemais, which is very difficult to understand. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was unable to see. His eyebrows used to cover his eyes. So he asked someone to lift up his eyebrows. He wanted to see Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane Nebuch, he was born with a split lip. So when he saw Rav Kahane, so he thought that Rav Kahane was laughing from him. So he had Chalishas Hadas, Rav Kahane was Niftah. Al Kaponim, Rav Kahane, I think Lady Maitris, Amesim, because of Rav Kahane was toile his whole goal is that he had to go in goal is, because he married a Baskoi. Omru Leiva Lamokim, so the Marsha asks, he was a Talmud Chochem. Why do you pinpoint it on that? The Gemara said before, a Talmud Chochem, you're allowed to. He said, there's no problem with a Talmud Chochem. So the Marsha says, Mitoich an Vesanusa, but this was Rav Kahane, all Ari mi Bovel, er nish kahalt mazer is a Talmud Chochem. So Memele, so therefore he was toiled in this. So the Marsha asks weiter, but they should have told him. They told him, everyone got, he went to the Gols Mokim Teure, they should have told him, Rav Kahane, you're a Talmud Chochem. The Marsha is meire this. They told him, Lefi Datoi. So Bekitzer, since he went in Golis, it wasn't a posha to Golis. He was forced to leave Bavel. Kaponimi was tailored that this was an Einish because he had married a Baskoi. Let us see Rashi. Talmud Chochom
Schwach hu loy. That's a prestige for Aaron HaKoyin. Aber lama oretz veine kroin gnai hu loy la Aaron. Vene noshim. Loy ga loy. Rav Kahane gole mi bovel. It's very interesting, even though we see in Ovis, Aaron HaKoyin, the Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, Karves Abriyas, and we picture Aaron was a very elemele, he was a person alav bar hakpode. But we see, when it says, Gvenoitik as a Zohar, Aaron HaKoyin, it's a gnai loy la Aaron v'ne noshem. It seems there's a hakpode of Aaron HaKoyin. Loy ga loy rav kahane gole mi bovel el etz Yisrael kede omar ba goyze lemachol. Loy ga loy kede gole inshi, shar talmidim yoitzim mi datom. They leave on their own accord. Vani yotzosi al kolchi machmas merodin ve'emes malchus. Let us see Tosfos on Amud Beis, which belongs to this Gemara. Omar rav kahane, ilav de nesivi kahente loy ga loy. Mashme shloi hoye koy. Hod amrine per kam de kedushin rav kahane shokel sudre be pidyon habe. The Gemara is a whole sugi in kedushin. The rav kahane took a sudre for a pidyon habe. And really, let us just say, b'shtei tov the chiddush shaboy, that really the sudre was not worth five sloi. But rav kahane was an odom choshuv, so it is a ledidi shavoli. I mean, it's for him, he needed it. So, Lafik Vaidai, he needed a Suda. So, him was worth five Sloim, so Memele. So, that's why the Pidyon HaBen was Chal. So, Frektach Taisviz, but he's not a Koyim. We have a big problem over here. So, we named Tara Suda LaPidyon HaBen. So, Taisviz says, Bishvil Ishtoi Oyolo Keyach, Kedamrinim Beperik Azroya, Rav Kahana Hava Ochel Bishvil Ishtoi. He ate matnes kohune bishvil ishtoi. There's a halbetzore, because sekumtir matnes kohune, mashe kone ishe kone bailo, so memele by the matnes kohune ochel bishvil ishtoi is not too bad. Here, first of all, we have to know there's a machlikas harishoinim, if a isha, a bas koyin can make a pidyon haben. There's a big machlokes of rishonim. Other rishonim learn you need a zocho. Aron ubonov. Nekeva can make a pidyon haben. So that we see that Taisus holds nitazoi. Taisus holds that an isha could also make a pidyon haben. There's another nekuda over here. L'chayre he didn't get heisloim. No, Lididi Shavali. It was worth to him Heisloi. So Mishlaim, if he's the one that's making the Pidyon HaBen, so Memela, so he's getting Heisloi. L'chayre, the Pidyon HaBen is through her. Who says it's worth for her Heisloi? L'chayre, we have to understand how did it work. L'chayre, it worked as far. L'chayre, it worked midin orim. Like she said, give it to my husband. So it's just like she's getting it. By saying, give it to my husband, and yenis moitzi momen al piyas, it's me din orev. So, you have to know how din orev works. That means if someone will say, Reuven will tell Shimon, give Levi something, that to Levi it's worth $5. So Levi's taka receiving $5, is it considered that Reuven also received $5? I mean, after that's the chiddush, that that since she said to give it to him, it's keilu she got it, and then we considered that she got what he got. So since he got five sloim, because lo didi shabali, so it's keilu she got five sloim. V'hoda omar v'perik arve psochem omar le'rav le'rav kahane, pshayt nevelta v'shuke, u'shkoil igre. That you should do, even take a job, not a bekovedike job, but a B, you shouldn't be a mitzvarech labriyas. V'loi teime kahane v'gavre rabbe ano. So memele, that he wasn't a koyin. Loi bishvil shoy a koyin, o shekacho yoshmoy. Also, it's a modern to understand why his name would prevent him from doing a degrading type of work. Zogte gemore weiter. Omar Rav Yitzchok, kol hanena misudis harishus l'soiv goyle. שנאמר ואויכלם קורים מצוין, והגולים מתוך מרבק, the קורים are the ksovim, the sheep which were fattened, והגולים and also the calves מתוך מרבק, that's also a place where they were mefattened, the agolim. That means they did not eat poshet meat, they had to eat קורים מצוין, והגולים מתוך מרבק. That means there were mahader betanugim. So the end will be that there'll be goylem. Chsiv l'chein ato yiglu b'roish goylem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbonon. Kol Talmud Chocham hamar besudosoi b'chol mokem. It would seem that he goes and indulges in many sudas. He goes from one Suda to another Suda, and wherever there's a Suda available, he goes. His Saif Machiv Es Beisoy. So, by going to these Sudas, he gets Rogel to such type of meals. There's meat, and there's drink, and so now that becomes already, which was perhaps in the beginning a luxury, becomes now a necessity. So, Machiv Es Beisoy. So Memele, so he'll be Machiv Es Beisoy. Other say Pshat will have to sell all his furniture or the utensils in order now he's used to eating to such food. So Memele, there's big food bills. So he sells the utensils in the house in order to still indulge in these type of sudas. Ma'almen Es Ishtoy Miyasim Es Gezolov. So Rashi says Ma'almen Es Ishtoy Shemavakish Limudoy V'Yevshaloy. He can't afford it. V'Goyla L'Mizaynis V'Rei Ishtoy Ba'almen Es Chayis Gezolun Yisaymim. The Gezolov Yisaymim. That means it's also the Yisaymim B'Chayov. If the father isn't home, he's busy making money. V'Talmudoy Mishtakach Mimenu She'einoi osuk lachzer olof. He's not chazering his learning. He's the couplet chain in Erget Sandosh. Machloikeis rabbeis boas olof. Rashi says, machma sheshochach talmudai. So he still thinks he remembers and becomes machloikeis. Oi hakofeis shemakif michenbeni lesudaisa. What the machloikeis are, that he has big bills by the grocer, by the chenbeni. Dvorav einem nishmoim, machalo shem shemaim, b'shem rabbi, b'shem oviv, v'goyrem shem ra loy, ulebonov, ulebnei bonov, atsoiv kol adoyres. Mahi, what is the shem that the bonim will have, or the Masha wants to say he has that shem, korilei bar mechem tanuri. That he's busy heating up the oven, that means the koplik tachdoten. That's what his whole Asik is. Rav Omer Bar Marakit Beikuvi, he's dancing by the Marakit Beikuvi, Rash Korilei Livnoi, he's the son, that's a Rashi learns, Marakit Beikuvi, Keder Chalitzonim, Shemesachkim, Omeragdim Bachnoyes, Lahashkoison Beschorom. They were comedians in order to get more wine, yeah. Rapopo Omer Bar Melachich Pinchi, he licks off the plates, like a Rav Shammai Omar Bar Mochreva. Mochreva Mekapel Levushoi V'Roivitz V'Yoshan. So he lies himself down on his clothes. Kach Derech HaMishtakrim Eini Maspik Leilich Lebeisei V'Lishkev Al Mitosoi Elo Mekapel Levushoi Tachta V'Yoshan Moch Gemoi Bar Hamra Moch Sakech V'Gonim. So it means it's Loshen Kippel, I think. Tana Rabon, Loilam Yimker Odom Kol Ma She Yeshloi, V'Yisa Bas Talmud Chocham, She Imeis Oy Goylev, Muftach Loi She Bonov Talmidei Chacham. So that he can be assured if he married a Bas Talmud Chocham. V'Yisa Bas Amoret, She Imeis Oy Goylev, Bonov Amorat. It's very interesting. Seems without this chash, one could get away with marrying a Bas Amoritz. If he's around, and he's a Talmud Chochem, it seems he can take care of his wife. But when he's not around, what's going to be with the children? I saw a very interesting vote from the Birchas Avrom He says, a person, yimke odom kol ma she yesh loy, why? She meis oi goyle mutach loy shebon of tamidei chachomim. He says, a person has to think he's going to die. I mean, it's about a young man, that what's going to be with the children. Ustaf meklern da gnazazach. So he wanted to say, could be in gashmi, ustaf menish klernen. But in ruchni, he says, a klal ashrei odom mefache tamid ha hu bedivrei teirikse. When it comes to ruchni, is even the slightest chash of what chas v'sholom might occur, one should be afraid of. So Mamela, this is a chash in ruchnius. So he has to be afraid for the worst. She may say goyle, what's going to be with the children? Tana rabban, lo yimin ka adon koma she yesh le b'yisa bas talmud chochem. V'yasi bita le talmud chochem. Mosho le inve hagefen, be inve hagefen, dover noem iskabo. Lo yisa bas am ha'oretz. Moshe le'inve ha'gefen, be'inve ha'gefen, dover chaos. So here, the second Baraisa says already, without the children, they themselves are not a pair. The einoi miskabel. Not a dover a miskabel. Tone Rabbonon, lo'ilom yimke rodom kol ma sheyesh loy, v'yisa bas talmud chochem. Should marry a bas talmud chochem. Loi motzo bas talmud chochem, yiso bas gdoile yadoil. Gdoile yadoil, Rashi says, anshe maise v'tzadikim. Seems that a manhigi yadoil, not a nat kreise tamid chochem, but a anshe maise and tzadikim. Loi motzo bas gdoile yadoil, yiso bas roshe knisiyis. Gdoile yadoil, Mustamu is speaking about the gdoilem and the whole doil. That's a godless. Roshi Knesiyas, they are kaponim, in this mokim, they're from the Gdolim. Loimotso bas Roshi Knesiyas, Yisa bas Gabi Tzedoke. Loimotso bas Gabi Tzedoke, Yisa bas Melamde Tinoikis. Zogt Rashi bas Gaboi Tzedoke, Shein Memanim, Ele Imkeim Toivim Venemonim.